are listening to The Weekly Wrap-Up with your hosts Marcella Bird and Will Thompson. James at the double for the Wolves, some coaching changes at Parramatta FC, and FC Ghazi upsetting the league leaders. Hey everyone, and welcome to The Weekly Wrap-Up, where we look at news, results and table standings in football in New South Wales from the NPL 1 all the way down to the State League. I'm your host, as always, Marcella Bird, and with me is Will Thompson.
Thank you. Great to be back for another week.
So we thought we'd try something new where we look at news and reports about the NPL and state leagues in the past week. So let us know whether you like it, whether you hate it, or you want to see something different. First off the rank, talisman striker for the Wollongong Wolves, Thomas James, according to FTBL, is on the radar of the Central Coast and at least a few other A-League clubs due to his fantastic breakout season in the NPL. As we know, Central Coast Mariners have a new boss, Alan Stajic, and he's looking to take the Englishman, who's only 25, who has scored an impressive 12 goals in around 9 games for the Wolves. Surely any A-League club looking to bolster their attacking side will do no harm in signing the Englishman. In other Central Coast-related news, former Apia Leichhardt Tigers striker Jordan Murray has re-signed for another 2 years, which is good news for the former NPL striker who scored an impressive 23 goals in the 2018 season. In some coaching-related news, Parramatta FC's head of football, Tony Basher, is now the first-team coach after Shara Fernando has stepped down and will be taking a technical director role at the club due to personal reasons, according to their Facebook page. Maybe Tony Basher is the man to lead the Eagles up the table and do well in this NPL 3 season in 2019. And finally, in some sad news for youth football, Granville Rage have pulled their under-12s skills acquisition program team from their league. Now getting into the results of the round. In round 9 of the men's NPL 1, Wollongong Wolves absolutely battered Blacktown City 4-0 at Wynn Stadium. On fire striker Thomas James got himself a double, with McDonald and Littler adding to the scoreline for a sorry Blacktown City who had no answer to the strength of the Wolves. In other results this round, Apia Leichhardt defeated Sydney FC 3-1 at Lambert Park, while Sydney Olympic defeated Marconi Stallions 3-1 at Marconi Stadium, bringing a halt to the fantastic run of form of the Stallions. Mount Druitt Town Rangers and Sutherland Sharks drew 1-0 at Poppendenta Park, while Rockdale City Suns defeated Manly United 2-1 at the Ellerdon Sports Centre. And to round up the round, Sydney United 58 defeating Hakawa Sydney City East 2-0 at the Sydney United Sports Centre. Now the table for the NPL Men's 1 goes like this. Wollongong Wolves on top, 21 points, with a 4-point buffer between both Apia Leichhardt and Sydney United 58, as they both sit on 17 points, followed very, very closely by Rockdale in 4th place on 16 points. Again, as always, footing up the table is Sutherland Sharks on 6 points, only 1 point behind Hakawa Sydney City East, Sydney FC and Mount Druitt Town Rangers, all 3 teams on 7 points. Mount Druitt finding it really hard this season in the NPL 1 after being promoted from the NPL 2. So who knows what's going to happen. All we know is that it's very tight down at the bottom of the table. In round 10 of the men's NPL 2, Bonnyrigg White Eagles played an entertaining 2-all draw with Western Sydney Wanderers at the Bonnyrigg Sports Club. Brady Smith and Mark Symington's goals for the home side were not enough, as Mohamed Adam and Noah Padgett's goals for the Western Sydney Wanderers were able to see the points shared for the two sides. In other results in round 10, Blacktown Spartans defeated Canterbury Bankstown 1-0 at the Blacktown Football Park, Spirit FC defeating St. George FC by the same scoreline at Christie Park, while Mounties Wanderers saw a home defeat against the Central Coast Mariners 3-2 at the Sydney United Sports Centre. Rotomy Lions and MacArthur Rams played out a nil-all draw at Valentine Sports Park, St. George City falling at home 4-2 to Hills United at Seymour Shore, while North Shore Mariners and Northern Tigers shared the spoils, a 1-all draw at Northbridge Oval. Now, the table in the NPL Men's 2 goes like this. Western Sydney Wanderers still at the top on 23 points, with Hills United very closely behind them with a two-point gap on 21 points, while Natural Mariners and Spirit FC share 20 points, occupying third and fourth spots. Now, the middle of the table is getting quite congested, as Central Coast Mariners, Blacktown Spartans, have 15 points in 5th and 6th spot, followed very closely by Bonnery White Eagles and Mounties Wanderers on 14 points, while Northern Tigers and Rotorua Lions on 13 and 12 points respectively. And at the bottom of the table since the beginning of the season, Canterbury Bankstown on 2 points with a 5-point drop behind 13th place St. George City FA. It seems like it's all to do for Canterbury Bankstown. They really need to get a move on, because there is a big gap starting to form and it looks like they're going to fall by the wayside. Round 9 of the NPL Men's 3 saw Bankstown City win 5-1 over Western New South Wales Mariners at Proctor Park. Todorovsky and Silva Neto bagging themselves a double, with Dubbo Kane's goal adding to the 5-1 drubbing of the Western New South Wales side. McCall's goal seeming a lone consolation for the home side. In other select results, Dulwich Hill defeated Dunbar Rovers 2-0 at Hensley Athletic Field. Bankstown United fell 5-1 to Sydney University at Jensen Park, while Camden Tigers and Granville Rage played a 0-0 draw at Garside Park. A comprehensive win by SD Raiders over Inter Lions sees them share top spot with league leaders Gladeville Ride Magic on 19 points, followed very closely by Bankstown City and Stanmore Hawks on 18. And as always, Western New South Wales Mariners at bottom place on 14th, with Parramatta FC occupying 13th, as Camden Tigers and Granville Rage share the points, 8 points apiece, occupying 11th and 12th spots. Tori Hari's lone goal for Fraser Park was not enough, as FC Ghazi Auburn defeated the league leaders 3-1 at Progress Park. A Dominic double helping his side to the 3-1 victory, as Alamari added to the misery of the league leaders. In other select results, Central Coast United defeated Hurstville City Minotaurs 3-1 at Plume Park, while Nepean FC defeated Western Condors 4-0 at Cook Park, as South Coast Flame having a bye. And wow, what a great big mess we have in the Men's State League ladder, with Fraser Park and Hurstville FC sharing top spot on 13 points, followed very closely by Central Coast United and Western Condors on 12 points. Prospect United sitting 5th on 10 points, while Balmain Tigers make up the bottom of the table with 2 points after 7 rounds. Well, that's it from my end. I'm going to throw it over to Will Thompson, as always, who's got the latest in the club championship standings. Will, take it away.
Yes, the Wanderers are continuing their lead in NPL 2, and who's the new leader in NPL 3? Thank you, and welcome back after that short break. Looking at NPL 1, Wollongong will still out on top in first place on 115 points after picking up 12 points over the weekend after that absolutely dominant 4-0 victory over Blacktown City. If you missed the game, you really need to go back and watch it. Possibly one of the best matches the Wolves have played in absolutely years. Fantastic game to watch. Speaking of Blacktown, they are second in the standings now on 110 points. Picked up 9 over the last week. In the relegation zone is still Hakoa on 55 points, picking up only 9 over the last week. However, Southern Sharks have to be watching their back, 65 points. They did pick up another 11, but they are still dangerously close to relegation. Speaking of teams dangerously close, Mount Druitt Town Rangers on 69 points, only picking up 5 from the last week. So the men from Mount Druitt really need to start to get some points on the board there. And Sydney FC on 75 points. They are your bottom four, only 20 points to separate them. It's hard to tell at this stage who's going to go down. Obviously, favourites would be out of Sutherland and Hakoa. But we know the NPL is a funny game. And at the moment, all three of those first grade sides are on relatively the same points. Sydney FC, Rangers, and Hakoa each have 28 points from the first grade side, and Sharks have 24. The differences coming mainly in the 20s, even the 18s, Sharks and Hokkaido have the same amount of points. So it'll be interesting to see as the season goes on, which side is going to break away and save themselves from promotion, and who's going to keep sliding down the rankings. Looking at NPL 2, and Wanderers are still sitting quite comfortably out in front. They are up to 168 points now, up from their 155 last week. North Shore Mariners have dropped back quite a few spots down to number 5. They're on 121 points, only picking up 5 from last week. So a little bit surprising there. And Spirit back up into second place after leading the earlier rounds of the competition. They're up from their 112 to 129 points. And Central Coast Mariners in third place on 122. Northern Tigers on 121 with North Shore Mariners. So Western Sydney Wanderers quite comfortably out in front. I don't think anyone's going to catch them. It's going to take a tremendous slip up from them to not get promoted. However, in the back half of the season, as they face the Spirits, the Mariners, the Tigers, the other Mariners, if those teams can really take points off them, it can really open up the competition for the rest. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. Down in the relegation area, Canterbury Bankstown on 31 points. They haven't moved from last week, still on that 31. St. George FC, second last, they've dropped back. They've gone from 48 up to 50, certainly picking up 2 points there. And MacArthur Rams down in third last on 53 points, picking up 10 from last week. So MacArthur jumping up a spot as St. George has slipped back one. Bonnie Rig White Eagles up in fourth last and getting themselves out of that relegation zone on 63 points. Really trying to fight their way out there, but they only picked up 4 over the weekend. And St. George City on 77. So you'd say two of those 5 teams will be safe from relegation. Bonnie Rig, I think, have the quality to, as I always say, week in, week out, to save themselves. Won't be getting promoted this year. Sorry, guys. Best of luck next season. But, no, definitely, their first grade side's doing okay. Their 18s and 20s, well, especially their 20s, leaving a lot to the imagination in where they could be picking up points. Their 18's not doing too bad, all things considering, considering how much the Wanderers are just blowing everyone out of the water and being lots of draws in the competition there. But out of the three, you know, if you take the 30 points that Bonnie Rig lost, that'd be quite, or there'd be another 2 spaces up up in front, just sitting behind Mounties Wanderers there. So Bonnie Rig, you kind of wonder if that 30 points did play in the minds in the start of the season and maybe played a bit of an impact on how the players were formed, knowing that the administration of the club, and in fact the old administration, may have cost them from the get-go promotion. But in saying that, how dominant the Wanderers have been, I can't see anybody catching them. In the NPL 3 now, and this is where things are interesting, we finally have a new leader. We haven't had one for promotion for a number of weeks. Glades for Ride Magic has been leading the way this whole time. They've slipped back to second place with 123 points, only picking up 3 from the weekend. Only picking up from their 18s. And surprisingly, SD Raiders are up in first place with 124. And Raiders have 0 points from their 18s. Doing all through their 20s in first grade, this is a result that I have not seen in a number of years, where the 18s have not played any part so far in helping with the club championship rankings. Usually you see it will come down to your 18s, your 20s, pick up those vital points. But Raiders doing all without their 18s, and it really makes you wonder if their 18s were scoring more points, were winning games, or even drawing games, how much more competitive this competition would be than it already is. So there you 1-2, SD Raiders 124, Glades for Ride Magic 123, Bankstown City in third place again, 118 points, up from their 103 last week, and Dunbar in fourth place, they are on 113 points. They have dropped down. They were in second. They only picked up 10 of the week. So they're your top 4. Raiders, Magic, City, and Rovers. And Bankstown United, sorry, to round out your top 5. Back from there, you got your Sydney University and your Double Chill on 90. And then you sort of mid-table, and your bottom 5 to be relegated at the moment stand as Western New South Wales Mariners on 5 points, up from their 2 from last week. Granville Rage on 14, up from their 7. Parramatta FC on 32, up from their... Sorry. Steel Level on 32, picking up no points over last week. Camden Tigers, 51 points. They picked up 10, but they did drop down below Hawkesbury City here on 62, who moved up from their 41. So a pretty big weekend there for Hawkesbury City. And then Stanmore Hawks on 75 and Inter Lions on 76. So that's the entire table I've just run through at the moment. Mariners, Rage, Parramatta, Tigers and Hawkesbury in the relegation area. Stanmore Hawks and Inter Lions not too far away. So those two clubs will have to be looking over their shoulders and making sure they're picking up points where they can at the moment. As I said, SD Raiders just coming sort of, I'm not going to say out of nowhere, but they were in fifth last week. So pretty big movements to move there. They did have some games in hand as well, so that does play. They do still actually have another catch-up game in one of their grades. So it'll be interesting to see if they can pick up any more points and possibly extend the lead slightly at the top there. Moving into State League, and Central Coast United still on top. They're on 104 points from their 86 last week. Fraser Park in second place, up from 75 to 84, and Western Condors are now on 75 points from their 72 last week. Only picking up those 3 points from the 18th, so starting to slow down a lot more. They had that sort of crazy run at the start where they were just blowing everyone out of the water, really jumped to the top of the table, and now they're back in third place. And Hurstville FC on 62 points, still with that full round in hand, as well as the Condors. So the full 21 points up for grabs. Will be interesting to see how those two clubs do. Hurstville can definitely still play their way back into a promotion battle, and same with Condors. Nepean FC on 62 points. Not doing too bad for a side that there, or for a club where their first grade is really underperforming compared to previous years. Only 28 points, getting most of it done through their under-20s. So it really makes you wonder if Nepean were performing in their first grade as well as they had been previously. We would definitely be talking about them as one of the promotion favourites, definitely in the top two or three there. Hurstville City Minotaurs on 60 points, again with a full round in hand. And I guess it's somewhat of a surprise, a mainstay of State League, if Minotaurs can get their way out. And same with all these other clubs that we've talked about, you know, the possibility for being kicked out of the Football New South Wales pyramid and back into the association sides. What's going to happen if one of them gets promoted? You know, your Condors, who we've talked about, who don't have the youth, Minotaurs, Hurstville FC, possibility of merger there. But if one of these sides was to get promoted, they could possibly be kicked out. It'll be interesting to see what Football New South Wales does, and you'd hate to think that they'd kick out a club that earned promotion, but stranger things have happened in football. Anyway, guys, that's the entire rundown of the club championship for this week for the men's competition. Make sure you check out New Entertainment Order, check out their socials, we'll link them up in the description. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel. I promise we will be putting more stuff on there as we can. We're going to be looking at streaming some games coming up, potentially. There's a few other things in the works that, if we have the time, that we can get off the ground. And definitely let us know what you think about the podcast in the comments, either on Facebook or YouTube, wherever you find this, if I do put up on YouTube. As always, thank you for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, leave it in the comments, and we'll also be getting out a survey as well to sort of get more feedback and see what more we can do for you, the football fan in New South Wales. Anyway, guys, my name's Will. Sign off again for another week. I'll talk to you again later.